The U.S. Embassy and two U.S. consulates in Saudi Arabia will remain closed for the rest of the week. On Saturday night, a terrorist bombing at a residential compound in the capital, Riyadh, killed at least 17 people. Today, Saudi King Fahd vowed to strike militants who commit such acts with a, quote, iron fist. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage met with Saudi leaders, including Crown Prince Abdullah, over the weekend. He offered the Saudis U.S. support to fight terrorism, and he told us today Saudi officials recognize that terrorism endangers the stability of the kingdom.
I think they view this as something that's as much of a threat to them in and of themselves as it has anything to do with Western interest, or more specifically American. And our role in this is to support them in the counterterrorist role in whatever way possible. And to that end, we've had very significant interactions. And I would note that our director of the FBI, Bob Mueller, was just in the kingdom talking with his counterparts about strengthened activities, to include tightening down even further on financial transactions.
But a close connection with the United States is not necessarily going to play well for the Saudi government at home. It sounds like a pretty tricky thing to navigate.
Well, I think I could be wrong, but I think what has happened is the combination of the May 12 bombing and this one has so distraught and so angered the people of Saudi Arabia that they realized that this was going to happen whether Americans were there or not. Let me tell you what was very significant, I believe, in the minds of citizens of Saudi Arabia. Recently, in one of the attempts to break up a terrorist cell, the Saudi authorities captured a Quran, the Holy Quran, which had been rigged with an IED, an improvised explosive device.
Mm-hmm.
The target was certainly not a Westerner, because the Holy Quran was not meant to be passed to a Westerner. It would have been intended for a Muslim. And this was not lost on the Saudi citizenry.
As you consider possible future attacks within Saudi Arabia, do you see possibly those attacks expanding to targets that we may not have seen before, government targets, possibly the oil structure within that country?
I think these have been considered by us and certainly by the terrorist enemy. There have been many significant upgrades of security, but I would never say that one of these would not be a target. Of course they are. And the difficulty is that whether it's the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or the United States, we have to be correct 100% of the time, and the terrorists only have to be right once.
Mr. Armitage, I'd like to run by you one of the statements that the president made last week in his speech on democracy in the Middle East.
Yes.
One of the things he said was this: as long as the Middle East remains a place where freedom does not flourish, it will remain a place of stagnation, resentment, and violence, ready for export. And I wonder two things. One, whether you would consider Saudi Arabia a place where freedom does not flourish, and also how that message was received by the Saudi government.
Well, if you read through the entire speech of the president, you'll see he made some rather significant comments about the efforts of Crown Prince Abdullah to have municipal elections and to reform the curriculum in schools, to try to sponsor a national dialogue. I found in Saudi Arabia that no one complained to me about the speech, but as I noted, the most effective reform, be truly lasting and far-flung, it has to come from within.
Is there more that you think the Saudi government should be doing, both in the way of reform and in the way of cracking down on possible terrorist groups within their country?
Well, we and my colleagues who traveled before and will travel after are intent on trying to develop just that type of cooperation and identify with the Saudis what things need to be moved on next. And it has to do with continued tightening up of financial transactions to make sure that these are valid charities, giving to valid charities, and not free-floating organizations which pass the money willy-nilly to perhaps terrorists or those who are fomenting violence. The Saudi Arabian authorities are well on to this, and I expect them to continue their activities.
Mr. Armitage, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Ms. Block.